Welcome back to another episode of As the Drum Turns. I'm Jeff Hollingshead here with Andreas DeCelebes. Did I get it right?
Almost. Celebitas.
Celebitas. Well, I'll keep working on that. But yeah, we got Andreas here with us. I'm excited to have him as our guest this week. Laura is out, so I'm playing host. So we'll have her back next week to take over the mic. But got a couple of announcements that I've been told I have to share with everybody. One is the March Madness Challenge. The games have started, and the current leaderboard will be posted in the newsletter. And I've been asked to ask you, Andreas, which team's going to win, Stetson or UConn?
I would be for UConn.
Do you watch basketball?
Unfortunately not.
That's what I figured. And then we've got some family days. Registration for Wild Adventures on May 11th is now open. And so you can sign up through the newsletter. And then that family day event is for our team in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and South Alabama. So be on the lookout for that. But I am very excited to have Andreas, who I've known since, I believe, 2016, I think it was, maybe even before that. But so it's been a long time now that we've known him, and he used to help us in so many different situations that we've had over the years with problems. We always called Andreas in when we had some major issues and we needed the big guns. And he spent a career at Master Builders for close to 20 years.
Well, it was 24 at the end.
24 yes. Years at Master Builders. And so we're going to dive into that a little bit, but he came over to with SRM not that many months ago. And he is our Chief Engineering Research and Development Officer. So, Andreas, it's a pleasure to have you.
Wonderful. I'm happy to be here, and, well, I will enjoy this interview.
So, tell us what you've been doing for us lately.
So, lately, I've been going around the various areas that are, as of now, Texas, Florida, Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, and conducting trainings. As I call it, an awareness training. It's more or less the basics of concrete. So, as a refresher for our people to see what our actions actually do to concrete, what the properties of concrete are then after we perform our best skills and hopefully deliver then the concrete to the point to meet our obligation. But it's always good to see that we touch base on those things so that we understand that if we do something wrong, what is the implication? How is the magnitude of what we do impacting then the result of our concrete? And that's why we think it's very important to put forward that step to make sure that our people are adequately trained and have all the information handy so that we can really fulfill the obligation that we promised to do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I know Mike has been trying for a long time to roll out the training. It's just we've been so short-staffed. So you've been a big help for him and his team, too, to get out in front of people and speak about quality. You know, it's one of our core principles, and it's easy to let that slide as you get busy and you've grown through acquisition like we have. So I'm glad we're shining a light on it. So appreciate you out there doing that. But we really got to talk and look back, man. Tell people a little bit about your history, you know, where you were born and your path to America, and just kind of share some of that story with us, because it's incredibly interesting.
Absolutely. I will do so. How much time do I have?
All the time in the world. I'm just kidding. I'll cut you off when you go
right,
too long.
All right. I love
to
talk.
Have at it, man.
I
go
love
ahead.
To talk. So let's go. So my parents are Greeks. They moved to Germany in 1972. And I was born in 73, late 73, though. So now you can guess. I turned 50 last year, 22nd of November.
You don't look it, though.
Thank you. Well, I hope so. And I lived my entire life in Germany and never thought that I will be doing concrete, although my father is in construction. So he was proud then when I announced that I will be studying engineering. And then it is actually more or less a path that I could call luck. It got me into concrete, and I was doing then self-compacting concrete as one of the first ones in Europe. I was then able to write the European guidelines, the technical guidelines on self-compacting concrete that started then to travel around the world, not to Japan though, but yeah. And this was my entry level into concrete. But in my life, I'm pure Greek. A lot of temperament and lust for life. I really enjoy life. And at work, I'm more like the German. Very precise, or try to be as accurate as possible. So it's a good mixture, and I loved it. And by the way, something that's interesting, I also owned a restaurant in Germany, a Greek restaurant, and it was a lot of work, I can tell you that. So everybody who dreams to go into that part of life, I can tell you it takes almost 24 hours of your day to really manage it, but it was fun. So concrete and cooking is one of the same. We have recipes, we have ingredients that we bring together, right? And at the end, if we do it in a very good way or perfection, we always will get the same result. And that's the beauty, how we can connect actually what we do on a daily basis to survive also to the materials that we use to build. And I thought that's also a good marriage. And so that's why I continued with concrete. And then at that time, a company that is now known Master Builders pulled me out of the university and allowed me then to head their concrete research. And I was stationed in Bavaria, all the way south near Salzburg. It was a beautiful time near the Alps. That's where I met my wife as well. Mm-hmm. And in 2008, I came over initially for half a year to help make the concrete for the World Trade Center in New York. And the rest, I think, is history. I'm still here. And did many, many buildings around the world, or helped to build those buildings with concrete. And it was a great journey. And I'm not missing a day. I would love to live the same life again. But then in 2023, I decided actually to jump on the train of SRM. And I'm here to help. I'm here to hopefully support anywhere where I can, and be part of their journey.
Sure. I know when you and I first met, you gave us a presentation, and you know, I think the passion that you have for what you do, and you said it, the lust for life. I love that, because you do epitomize that. You do have a passion for whatever topic it is that you're speaking about, and that is a breath of fresh air. I think a lot of people are lacking a lust for life, like the will just to enjoy what we do, how we do it. And we speak a lot about it on the podcast, and it, because it all ties back to culture. You know, what kind of culture do you want to have in your organization? We want to have that German precision, to use your words, but we want to share that love for life too. And I think you can have the best of both worlds. Not every moment's going to be perfect, but you know, the culmination of all of these moments that we share together as a team, it needs to be better than it is worse. And that certainly has got to come through in the way that we operate and run the company every day. So I couldn't agree more with that. I think another interesting you have traveled the world, mm-hmm. and, you know, both doing projects and in your personal life. So, you know, tell us something. What's the most interesting country you've been to? What's your favorite place to visit?
Wow. I mean, that's a very good question. So just for the metrics, I don't know if that's even necessary, but I've seen 101 countries in my life yet. And I've done almost everywhere concrete. And it was beautiful. The most interesting thing for me was that everywhere people are wonderful, beautiful. They love life. They love their traditions. Seeing different cultures is just an outstanding gift that I was given by the company that I worked for, to be able then to go around and see those things, right? My favorite places, I cannot pull one though. Now, I'm biased towards Greece. I have to say, everybody, guys, who has never been to Greece, please go there. It's still affordable. They have great food. And I can tell you, phenomenal history. So besides Greece, of course, Japan is a place that I really dearly fell in love with. Costa Rica, it's another place where nature has been staying as it is, and you can dive in and you can feel yourself 1,000 years back, connected again back to nature. I think these two countries, I would say, I would recommend to everybody. But then Africa has so much to give, and if you go and see the pyramids, man, it's a different world. We all read about it. We all saw movies. But once you're standing in front of them and you ask yourself, how was this even possible? And we cannot do it even today. But yeah, the world has so much to give. And I tell, when I teach at universities, I tell the stories always to the students. If we decide just to stay with one worldview and have this tunnel vision, right, we really never allow ourselves to grow and to get the beautiful gift of so many different traditions and cultures and worldviews of various people to be enlightened. And that's what was the gift of traveling, seeing so many things around the world, getting to understand the people where they come from. Gave me a complete different perspective for life, and that's why I love and enjoy life to its fullest.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and I will say too, in my own personal life, when we didn't go on vacations because my parents were trying to build a business and we didn't have a lot and all that stuff, so we went on one vacation my whole childhood, but I had the opportunity to go on a trip in high school, and my parents didn't come, but a group of high schoolers. We were able to go to Europe and flew into London and spent some time in Italy and went to Florence and went to Rome and Siena. Life-changing experience, really opened my eyes. I had no desire up until that point to further my education. I didn't want to go to college, wanted to go straight to finishing concrete. But to your point, I had blinders on. I only knew the world as what I've been shown. And then when I went there, it opened up my eyes to what the possibilities and it sparked intellectual curiosity. And I think that a lot of people are lacking that today. They just believe what they hear, in politics. They just believe what they hear, even in health. I know you love that topic.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that the things you're hearing are necessarily wrong. It's just be intellectually curious, and try to look. And there's a scripture in the Bible that Paul said, and it says that study to show thyself approved. And I think that's so important. Study to show thyself approved. Learn for yourself. Learn for yourself in your career. Learn for yourself religiously. Learn for yourself, in all these different, even your relationships or your children and parenting and all these things. You don't have to just take your environment or what, the way you were been raised. Obviously, that's a part of it, but expand upon it and continue to get better. The idea of constant improvement. We speak about that as an organization a lot, but I think that's a reference point for every aspect of our life. Let's constantly get better and look for ways to get better. And now, what's your thoughts on that? That constant improvement and why that's important.
I think that's a very good philosophical question here that humanity has tried for thousands of years to answer. And I would say that the moment that we are born, we are gifted with the beauty of the spirit that is out there to allow us to go into every niche of life and to explore everything. And with every breath that we have, if we would just engage in that very, very topic and spirit that we are going out there to really explore, to be open-minded. And as you stated, you can only grow if you go out and explore, if you vet the information that's being presented to you. Don't believe things that people tell you, vet them yourself, and then you will see where your heart is leaning towards, and then go with that path. And you will be able, like I always use the example of a snake. A snake is always going from the left to the right and left and right. But ultimately, if you see the path that the snake has been finally passing through, it's always straight.
Yeah.
There is always a straight line. But to be straight at the outcome of the journey for the snake, she had to go left and right and visit, if you call it political sides, left and right. If you call it for life, where you want to break out of your educational system that you had, or where how the parents raised you, just go and see what different cultures have to offer. Try different food. Try to see what other people have to say. Try to see their wisdom. That brings me to the path. I've done something that I think it's beautiful for me. Everywhere I went, I always went to people that have been 75 years or older.
Yeah.
And I always went there and always asked them one question minimum, but three maximum. And the one that I find very interesting is I always ask them, if imagine I would be your grandson. Imagine you would have the opportunity to tell me, based on the wisdom of your life, what is it that you would love me to learn from you? And I got so many beautiful answers. And that was something beautiful that allowed me to grow as well, to see life in different with different eyes. Almost nobody said, I wish I would have been working harder and make more money. At the end, it was all about companionship, your social life, how you were able to facilitate your life, what's your purpose in life, and were you able to help? Yeah. Were you able to touch other people's hearts? And that is the journey that if we as a society would go that path, I believe that we would be a much, much better world to live in. But philosophically speaking, if you stop growing, if you stop being a child, as an example, and that's what Cicero wrote in one of his books that I recommend to people. It's How to Grow Old. Mm-hmm. He wrote that you have to remain a child in order to have the spirit of this beautiful endeavor to go and find out the things that you haven't found out yet. You have one time around. It never stops. If you stop it yourself, that is when you're approaching the end, right? Otherwise, be refreshed, be you, go out there and find your way. And that's right. I try to go the road less traveled. And yeah, it's a beautiful journey.
Well, man, that's awesome. Good words of wisdom there. That it's applicable to, you know, not just our business, but hopefully our lives as well. So it's a pleasure to have you today, Andreas.
Thank you.
And I have a go-getter to announce. Go-getter, Jason North, a mixer operator from Plant 454 in Killeen, Texas. Mr. North has been the gold standard in Killeen for some time now. He's the first one under the plant each day and stays mad at it. He's always looking for more to do, and he's someone we can count on day in and day out. He is truly the definition of a go-getter. So great job, Jason. Appreciate you very much. Appreciate you, Andreas, for being with us today. And everyone, have a great week.